This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Saturday, December 7th, a divided world. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 10 and chapter 11. Two sons were born to Eber. One was named Peleg, because in his time the earth was divided. His brother was named Joktan. Now the whole world had one language and a common speech. As people moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there. They said to each other, "Come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly." They used brick instead of stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered over the face of the whole earth." But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower the people were building. The Lord said, "If as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language, so they will not understand each other." So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. From there, the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth. John 17, verses 20 and 21. "I pray also for those who will believe in me, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you." Peleg, a great-grandson of Noah, was given an unusual name, which means divided. Our reading today explains that he was named Peleg because in his time the earth was divided. And what does that mean? The story about the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11 may be the answer to that question. The people in that day wanted to build a city with a tower reaching into the sky in order to make a name for themselves. What a far cry from Noah, who walked faithfully with God. God intervened at Babel by confusing the language of the people so that they scattered throughout the world. Wherever we look in the world today, we still live with the bitter results of division as we experience nationalism, tribalism, racism, prejudice, and warfare. Just as we begin making headway in one place, division rears its ugly head in another place. Is there any hope? Yes. At Jesus' birth, the angel announced, "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. A Savior has been born to you." And in John 17, we see that before Jesus was arrested and crucified for our sins, he prayed that we would be one. Because of Jesus' finished work, we can walk not only with the Lord, but also together, and we can love one another. Let's begin today. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, we pray that unity in you may replace our divisions, so that people everywhere might see your glory. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.